Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Tzadi Tes, mitzvah 499. As we continue with the mitzvahs here in Parsha Shoftim, the mitzvahs that relate to a melech. We have the mitzvah of appointing a king. We had the iser yesterday of appointing a king from someone who is not from Am Yisrael, born Jewish, a ger. And today we get to the first of three isurim regarding the king not having too much of something. Today's iser is not to have too many horses. And then we have another mitzvah in between, but then we have not to have too many wives and not to have too much money. The Torah tells us right here, and this is obviously a mitzvah that's only upon a king. Som tasim alecha melech asher yivchar Hashem Elokecha bo. Appoint the place of melech upon you. Mikerev achecha tasim alecha melech. From amongst your brothers. Lo sucha la seis alecha ish nachri. Asher lo achicha hu. That was yesterday. Rak lo yarba lo susim. But, meaning but, with all of his privileges and the mitzvah that you have, he must make sure not to have too many horses. V'lo yashiv es ha'am mitzrayma. And through that, by not having too many horses, he will not return the nation back to Egypt. Laman harbo sus, to get a lot of horses. As we see, that is connected to the Isser in the Torah. Having too many horses will bring us back to Egypt. V'Hashem amar lachem. And Hashem has already told you. That'll be the next mitzvah that Hashem, that we'll talk about in terms of where did Hashem tell you. Lo so sifun lashu baderech hazeh od. You shall not continue to see this derech again. You shall not go back to Mitzrayim. And then v'lo yarbalo nashim, v'lo yasu levavo. You should not have wives so that they don't turn your heart. The ketzav izav lo yarbalo ma'od. You shall not have too much money. So that is the psukim that describe this iser. Says the Sefer HaChinuch now, shelo yarbe lo hamelech, sheyim lo chaleinu, susim. The king shouldn't have too many. What does too many mean? We'll have to see. Zulasi atzrichim lemerkavto umerkevas parashav. Only allowed are those that are needed for his chariot or for his horseman's chariots. Kamosha kasuv, lo yarbe lo susim. V'inyana mitzvah, shelo yielo susim, sheyarutsu lefanav lechvod ba'alma. He can't have any horses just for his own grandeur, his own covet. That's not why he's not allowed to have horses. V'yafilo also zechad, batel, ye overall zeh. Even one extra horse that doesn't serve the purpose of function that he needs, let's say for his army, if it's for just for covet ba'alma, that is a violation. Va'amnamim yu lo susim be'itz tavla'os shalo muchanim lemelchama for war, upa'amim sheyirkavu aleihem parashav, ein zeh b'chal lav zeh klal, that is not included in the iser. She'eini karho inyan ela al tzad she'amarnu, the iser is only, as we said, shalo yani lefanev tamid susim b'telim lemala ulechavod. He shouldn't be mounting horses that are bottled just there for his covet. Whatever animals he needs for his chariot, but nothing more than that. There is one ha'ara in the diak in the pasuk which the Chavetz Chaim makes. The Chavetz Chaim says, "Don't have a lot of susim," and then that's the lashon rabim, and then it switches to singular laman harbo sus. So why is it susim and then sus? So Rav Sternbach quotes the Chavetz Chaim here, who says that's how the Yetzirah works. It's alluding. The Yetzirah starts off by saying, "Oh, you're going to get so many. I'm going to give you so much of anything." And then once we're there and we have a lot, then he's able to say one more and one more and one more and singular. He says that's how it works. First he promises us everything, and then once we have it and we're in his clutches, so then every little bit more is so much harder. Originally, if we would not fall into this trap of just one little bit, he wouldn't be able to get us. But once we're in it, v'kivan shekvar avar aveir v'shana ba, nachonu b'nafsho la'avar zu aveira, af bedavar muat, v'af b'shal sus echad echad, yashiv etz ha'mitzrayma. L'lameitcha, this teaches us, shelo yehe adam omeid eitan, neged atzas ha'yetzer. We have to stand strong, neged the etza of the etzahara, v'lo lifrotz geder af b'eza masla, no excuses. No excuses. Once the Yitzhara finds a place to be, so then he will be there and we won't be able to get out of his clutches. Good. That's one diak in the pasuk. There's another diak in the pasuk. That diak was the rabim to yachid. But there's another word in the pasuk which is somewhat unusual. What's the first word in the pasuk? The chinuch quotes, what's the mitzvah? Lo yarba lo susim. But there's a previous word. Rak lo yarba lo susim. Rak, only, but. What's that rock? Rock is always exclusionary. It's always a diuk, rock. So what is rock telling me? Says the Ramban, right here on our Parsha. What's the rock? The Tom, rock, says the Ramban, which is not continuing for the previous pasuk, Lomar, Afal Pisha Tasim Alecha Melech, Kechola Gayim Esher Stivo Secha, just as we spoke about 2 days ago. Bnei Yisrael asked in the improper way, we want to be like all the Gayim, like around us. And the Torah foreshadows and says that's exactly what is going to be, that even though you will place a Melech, Rak Lo Yieh Kamal Chayhem. You have to realize this Melech is not going to be like other milachim, shelo yarbe susim kashiyasu heim. Klei Yakar also emphasizes this, that even though it's going to be a melech, it's not going to be the melech like you asked for, with all the pomp and circumstance. No, rock, but not your type of melech. That's the rock. Shekol chefsam bimelachim laman harboslem susim aparashim. No, and that's the continuation. Hashem amar lechem, it's because Hashem told you, you cannot go back to Mitzrayim, kasher tzivcha, Hashem alokecha. So that is the Ramban, and then he has the Tama Mitzvah Zos, he gets into the reason of not going back to Mitzrayim, which B'ez Hashem will have to wait with. We'll talk about that in the next Mitzvah, in Mitzvah 500, in Mitzvah Tav Kuf. But let's get back to our discussion here. So again, even one extra horse that is not deemed needed for the function of the king, that is a problem for the king to have. And we continue now with the reasons. You don't have to look far for the reasons, says the Sefer HaChinuch. The Torah itself gives the reasons for this. The reason we can't have too many horses, the king cannot have too many horses, is because Laman Harbosus. We don't want to be sent back. The king shouldn't want horses, and therefore he will send Jews to live there in Mitzrayim to raise the horses where the best horses are. She'eino iser rak b'kfiyas dirasham, as we'll see, the iser is to live there permanently, not just to pass through there. It relates to the next mitzvah. L'yeshiva i'ata chozer. So the Torah gives the reason that we shouldn't go back to Mitzrayim. Vigam, and also shelo yarum levavo baharbos lo susim v'ketzav azov. But the Chinuch says, I'll add a reason, not only not to go for the Mitzrayim reason, but because it's property. And extra property that one doesn't need might make the king feel haughty and feel too good about himself. And therefore, we need to protect, to take extra precautions by the king. Because horses, based on their great beauty and their quickness, then their masters will take much pride in their horses. And therefore, for the king, we have to make sure that we don't go overboard. We've mentioned in the past, this has to do with all the mitzvahs that the king has, including the one Bezrin will have in a couple of days, that he has to write his own Sefer Torah. We'll mention this again then, but I mention it now because it's part of today's mitzvah. Why are there so many extra laws? Says the Drashas Haran and Drash Yud Aleph, because the king is already in a situation where he might feel above the rest of Klal Yisrael. And he has to, in a certain sense, right? The Melech Shemachal Kvodo Ein Kvodo Machal. He has to have, in a certain sense, hold himself up, but the key is to hold his position up, but not hold himself up. Because he has to realize that the covet is not his inherently, but it was given to him. Says the Ran, Ulafi Daiti, Sheyesh Bemelech Tzad Yichuduhu, Shemimenu Ra'u Yoser Shlo Yarum Levavu Misan HaMalchus. As we know, the Torah, the Ramban also points this out. The Isser of Gaiva is said here, right, only in the context of a melech, because he's the one that might have it. For who she yadua? Sha malchus, says the Ran. Sha malchus einenu dover dovik lemelech. The malchus is not something inherent in the king. Avol dover nasan elav me'es Hashem yisbarach. It was given to him. O me'es ha'am, or given to him by the people. Litzarech tikon ha'am. O litzarech tikon atzmo. And therefore, it is not part of who he is. Aval hu toar nosaf alav letzorach tikun aklal. V'lachein ein roi lemelech sheyira atzma moshel v'shalit alham. Aval ke'eved aleihem letzorach tikunam. The king is really the greatest servant in the world. The public servant, right? We call people who work, right? Public servants. That's how they have to look at themselves. And he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. Shamalachim kulam einam molchim al derech hakavod. The kings, they're not melech hakavod. Aval hu molech aleihem kefima sheyirtzu hahamon. Laseislom en hakavod ken yelo min hamalchus. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only true melech hakavod, right? He just gives some covetability to some of the other kings. That's why by a king specifically, we have extra limitations to make sure that it doesn't go to his head. Interesting why it's dafka horses. horses are focused on. Is that the symbol? That's a symbol there's no issur to have extra donkeys, no issur to have extra other animals, dafka horses. So it's a fascinating ha'ara that Rav Sarutskin makes here, where he quotes this idea, why is it dafka horses? He says, if you look throughout the Torah, Jews don't have horses. They don't have horses. Right, going out of Mitzrayim, we didn't have horses. We took chamorim, we took bakar tzon, but no horses. He quotes here, if you look in Navi, David HaMelech has horses, but he says not until he needed them for his war. He says, b'chal ofan bina b'mikra. Look at the psukim. U'bachazal mar'eh shebedei Yisrael lo asku b'gidol asusim. We didn't have them. Lo letzarchei avoda, lo letzarchei melchama. When we went out of Mitzrayim, the source of horses. So they had a lot of horses there. But the Torah says, that's the source. We didn't take any. Lo nizkar b'torah shahelem susim. No. The Chazal Darshu that we had, Kol Echad Yisrael, we had tons and tons of assets. We had 90 donkeys, but no horses. Vasusim haya b'yam ha'hem b'Yisrael rak l'tiferes ha'malachim v'hasarim. Because horses were specifically for the grandeur of kings and princes to ride on them. Like Shlomo Melech says in Koheles, Ra'isi avadim al susim, as a davar tema. V'af ki asus mevi l'char to'elas b'melchama, even though horses bring to'elas in Melchama, right? Like Paru had a lot of horses, right? Sus v'rochvo ramavayam. But the Torah tells the Melech, don't worry about it. Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you. Lo yar b'lo susim, whatever you specifically need. Throughout the Torah, it's only the enemy. Ki seisei la melchama laivecha v'ra'isa sus v'rechev. Right? Am rav mimchalot tiramehem. Ki Hashem imach. Hashem ish melchama. You have to worry about that. Right? Shek, what do we say to Tehillim every morning? Sheker hasus l'shua uvrev chelo lo yimaleit. Don't worry. We think it's the symbol that the kings have. Al yadama harochev shasus yoshia b'melchama. The rochev should not think that the horse is going to save him melchama. Adaraba. Yesh v'hu barov kocho v'gav oso machnis as rochvo b'sakana. No. That's horses. That's the symbol that says in Amos. He also calls it Batik Brechav Asus Loim Aleit Nafsho. And we have to realize it's not about the horses. We have to have Bitachon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's a very interesting point that horses throughout history, throughout the Torah, is associated with the aristocracy and Malchus. And that's why Dafka, that's the animal that is told by the Torah told the Melech Dafka not to have any horses that are beyond what is needed. That's the Gemara, and that's the Azayin LaTorah. Interesting also, I've quoted in the past the pasuk that describes Mashiach, I think it's in Zechariah, of Ani v'rochev al hachamor. Right, the Mashiach is going to come Ani and riding on a donkey. So why poor and why riding on a donkey? So we've quoted the Zohar in the past. Ani is Meseches Ani. Erevin, Nida, and Yevamos. When people start learning those Masechtas, which are more of the challenging Masechtas, known as them, that's when Mashiach is going to come. Meseches Ani. But let's focus on the second half. Rochev al hachamor. Why dafka a donkey? So I once heard a pshat that a donkey is different than a horse, right? You should think of Mashiach should come on a horse, on a black stallion, you know, coming, trampling, coming in, and being Mavasar, the Geula. No. Donkey. Why? A donkey is a much more difficult ride. The donkey stops and the donkey goes. The donkey goes sideways. The donkey goes backwards and goes a little more and further. That's the geula. The geula is not smooth. The geula isn't accomplished in one fell gallop. It goes and stops and it goes and it stops. And it goes backwards and sideways. That's the geula. The geula comes little by little, kima kima, like the Medrash says about Esther, right? Ayala sashachar. It comes little by little. And therefore, that's how we have to realize the that's why Mashiach comes on a chamar, because it's alluding to the geula. Good. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Dine HaMitzvah B'Perek Sheni MiSanhedrin. The Dine of the Mitzvah are in the second Perek of Sanhedrin. So, if you look in Sanhedrin, though, we have a very crucial chazal that relates to this. Famous chazal, where chazal say, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, says Rabbi Yitzchak, Mipnei Ma Lo Nizgalo Tamei Torah, why aren't all the reasons for the Torah written? Right, says Sanhedrin, Chaf Aleph Amabes. Wouldn't it be easier? The Torah should write all the reasons for the mitzvahs. People would do them. Or are there a chukim? Shaharei says the Rabbi Yitzchak, Shtei mikraos nisgalu taman. Two mitzvos. Give at least two, but two of the examples here. Give the reasons. Nechshal bahen gadol haolam. two mitzvahs give the reasons, and the greatest, Shlomo HaMelech was nichshal. Ksiv oyar belo nashim. Don't have too many wives. Why? Because they're going to turn your heart. Amar Shlomo ani arbe velo aser. Don't worry about it. I'm okay. The ksiv, and the pasuk says, Vayilei ziknas Shlomo nashav hituas levavo. That's one. Viksiv, and you have our mitzvah. Lo yar belo susim. Don't go have too many horses because it's going to lead you back to Mitzrayim. Amar Shlomo ani arbe velo ashiv. Don't worry about me. I'm going to have nothing to do with Mitzrayim. It's all going to be okay. Viksiv vateitze merkava mi Mitzrayim v'sheish. Right? So you have that Shlomo HaMelech also fell in these two areas. Right, if you want to see how many, the continuation of the pasuk is vatale vateitze merkava mi Mitzrayim b'sheish me'os kesef v'sus b'chamishim u'me'ah. So Shlomo HaMelech fell the two mitzvahs that have to do that where the reasons are given. So Shlomo HaMelech violated. That's what the Torah says. No more reasons are given. There's also another beautiful medrash about that Gemara. There's a medrash that says, and again, Rav Soreskin quotes it here in the Azayim LaTorah. The medrash says that after Shlomo HaMelech violated these mitzvahs, the little yud goes up to Hashem and says, Hashem, it's not fair. Why is it not fair? My letter, my word, my pasuk is being batel from reality. Read you the medrash. Amar Shlomo HaMelech v'hech kemach zeros shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ani arbe v'libi lo yasur olsa yud shel yarbe v'nishtachel v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo kach amarta ein os betelem in ha'olam la'olam. Didn't you tell me that the mitzvah will never be batel? Shlomo omeid mevatel osi. Shlomo is being mevatel me. It's terrible. I don't understand. There are many of us, many great people even throughout history that have done averos. Nobody's perfect. Right? The Gemara says only four people never sinned. But everybody else has sinned. We never find other midrashim that talk about, oh, they did this avera, so therefore it's going to be a batel. There is going to be a batel. You ever have that anywhere? Only dafka here. Says with Sarotskin, beautiful. For Yesh Lomar, he says, no. Usually the rule is if somebody's doing an avera, that mitzvah, that losa say, is not batel because other people are following, are keeping what you're supposed to do. Shekol zman sheyesh yehudi echad ba'olam hamekaye mitzvah zu. If somebody out there is doing the mitzvah, shahagadol veharaba harbei miyisrael imo mezalzlin ba, even if many people are being mezalzel, the mitzvah is not batel because other Jews are doing it. But this is a mitzvah that's only incumbent on the king. Lo yar belo susin. Nobody else could fulfill that mitzvah. It's a mitzvah only on the king. So if the king isn't fulfilling it, it's totally batel. That's why the Medrash says what it says. Havo mitzvahs lo yar be. Sharaka melech mitzuve aleha. V'im hu mevatla. Harihi betela chas v'shalom yisrael agamre. Lefichach also yud shel yar be betayin lefnei amakom. Sheshlomo mevatel osa mi yisrael. Dafka yisdafka yar be. Even the yud. Right? Even the yud. The whole word. But even the yud is going up. I don't want to be batel. That's why dafka, because this is a mitzvah that is only on the king. And if everybody else, if somebody's doing the mitzvahs, then it's okay. It's not being batel. But it's similar to what the Nefesh HaChaim says in Shar Dalid, where he discusses that if the whole world will cease to have Torah learning even for a second, the whole world will be batel. So that's in a larger sense. This is about a mitzvah. If there's a mitzvah that nobody is fulfilling, even in learning it, you could say, now there's always bringing karbanas. But even studying the karbanas, then it would see that mitzvah would be batel. So it's terrible. So the Nefesh HaChaim says that on a larger scale, in Shar Dalin, in Perek Yud Aleph, where he talks about the idea of Torah keeping the world going, that's where he has his amazing line. Vo ha'emes bilti shum safek klal. The emes is, without a doubt, shim haya ha'olam kulo. If the entire world, mikatzeh akatzehu, from one end to the other, panui chas v'shalom afrecha echad mamish, will be empty, even for one moment, from Torah, me ha'esek v'ha'ezbonet v'shalonu b'Torah, if for one moment it would be batel, kerega ha'yinechravim kalamos. All the universes would cease to exist. Elyonim v'tachtonim, v'hayu le'efes v'toh chas v'shalom. It'll be nothingness. We would go back to tov avo. V'chein shifas oram o mi'uto chas v'shalom, hakol ra kefi inyan v'roves genubo. And as you mentioned in the past, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with time zones, because we need somebody learning every second, or else the world would be batel. That's exactly the same idea that Rav Soreskin says right here, that if for a moment in time it will be impossible there'd be only one person doing the Avera or doing the mitzvah. Nobody else would be doing it. So then it would cease to exist. And that's why the Yud of Yarbeh went up to Shlomo, went up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, if Shlomo is violating me, then the mitzvah is totally bata. Let's finish up. This Isser only applies, obviously, when we have Eretz Yisrael, when Jews are there, and we have a king. As we mentioned 2 days ago, the three mitzvahs when Bnei Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael are to appoint a king, to wipe out a malek, and to build a base of Migdash. V'zos ben ha-mitzvah shehein ala melech levat. And this is one of the mitzvahs that is only on the king, right? No Jew, one Jew could do all the mitzvahs, right? A king can't be a Kohen, and a Kohen can't be a king. So those are just two examples of mitzvahs that cannot be done by everyone. U'melech over al zeh, if a king violates the hosa afilosos echad panui liot ruslafanov. If a king violates and buys one horse that is not for functional purposes, kederach shashar malchi umos haolam osim chayiv malchus. The king is chayiv malchus in that case. The Mishnah Minchas Chinuch says he's chayiv mishas kinia when he buys it. The second that the king buys a horse, stam to have so that I could show off my horses, I could show off my entourage. The second that he does that, that is an iser d'oraisa, and he would get malchus for that. So this is the first of three isurim that is specifically on the king. Specifically here is not too many horses, but we'll have to get to next week in terms of not too many wives and not too much money, but stuck in the middle, the next mitzvah that we have to do, B'ez Hashem, mitzvah 500, is the iser of living in Egypt, which was connected to today's mitzvah, and that was the reason given by the Torah of not to have too many horses, so that you don't get back to Egypt, the place where Sus V'Rochva, Ramavayam, where the horses came from. Okay, we'll stop here. B'ez Hashem, we will continue.